The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Moshe Popak is the co-founder and CEO of YMP Real Estate Management. He is a third-generation real estate investor. He's a JD. Welcome to the show, Moshe.
Thank you so much, George. It's great to be here.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Tell us a little about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Sure. So I always make the joke, but I actually think about it in reality. So I'll be 45 coming up in May. And so I've been doing the work thing for now basically 20 years after law school. And I don't actually consider myself a businessman. I consider myself like the Forrest Gump of work in a way. We came down here 2007, my wife and I, Yaffa, from New York. We came down to Florida, and law school, business school, the whole market crashed. 2009, we took our last savings and we started buying foreclosed properties, apartments, and then apartment buildings, then office buildings and assisted living. Today, we have properties in 7 states. We own, we manage them long-term. Real estate is a great way, holding real estate for the long-term because it's a natural hedge against inflation. It's a great way to preserve wealth and to actually grow wealth through cash flow. So my wife and I, we work together and we also have 11 children. So 9 boys, 2 girls, it's a lot. It's a lot. While all this is going on, so our home is in Miami Beach and our office is in Fort Lauderdale area.
Incredible. Yeah. Almost 45, so I'm 46, so I think mm-hmm. you're going to be okay. It's not that you're worried about it necessarily, but it is an interesting time. I have a joke about that I'll tell you offline. Then 11 kids. That is awesome.
Yeah, awesome. My oldest will be 19 in April. He's going to be starting business school. He kind of, during COVID, did high school and college all online type of thing, and then now he's going to be doing law school and business school as well. But him and his brother, and I always say this, that if I went to zero, I would be doing what they're doing. And they together started basically with vending machines. It's a low capital, low cost. And whether there's a recession or not, there's always, everybody wants a snack and a drink. That's the bottom line. And, they're actually able to source machines from China and they bring them in, and it's less than $3,000 a machine, and you make your money back in less than a year. You just have to find good foot traffic areas, schools, they're in marinas, they're in office buildings, things like that. So I like that, and then the rest of the kids are obviously in different schools doing what they're doing,
right?
But it's I say the day. The good way to explain it, it's organized chaos. And the day, the first coffee in our house, 7 days a week, is made at 5:30 in the morning. And the kitchen is not clean because a bunch of my kids are foodies and they like to cook. Some like to bake, some like to grill, do whatever they do. And the kitchen is not clean till around midnight, 7 days a week. And it's going the whole time. So that's just what it is. So I'm used to the constant pivoting, which is kind of like needed for work. I always talk about chief adaptability officer, right? In today's world, so many friends that are in business that I talk to, there's a lot of uncertainty, but I think the great leaders they embrace change, they embrace uncertainty, and you have to have a culture of that adaptability to constantly be able to pivot, but also have systems to be able to move off and shift. So
appreciate all that. Why do you think of yourself or joke that you're the Forrest Gump?
Well, I just see it as miracles. I'm a big faith believer. I mean, I think statistically, you know, I'm kind of, I have kind of dyslexia as well. And I went to law school, took my first exam, tried to figure out, you know, I got to read this 1,000-page book. And I kind of found my way how to read it through the math of it, which is kind of strange to say, but, you know, we really moved down here. 2009, when I lost my job, we had 3 kids at the time, no job. So, you know, where we are, we own and manage about 4,000 apartments, about 2 million square feet of office, and about 1,000 beds of assisted living. And so, you know, plus we have, you know, which we'll talk about later, our podcast that we do and many other ventures. But it's amazing because when you think about it, I do say we, you know, there were many, many nights, 3 o'clock in the morning nights, many through the years, but it just kind of, to me, it seems like it just happened, like in that way, in that Forrest Gump way. You know, you don't really believe that, first of all, that you have to believe it, but that abundance is possible and you can actually work really hard and good things, you know, the American dream, like those things are possible. But it is, if you can be consistent with clarity. I had this this post I did on social media. If someone can show me, and I always use the example of the back of a napkin, if they can show me on the back of a napkin with clarity, how everybody, here's this business venture. I always think about businesses, it's either one of two things. Either you're selling a service or a widget. It's one of the two, right? An item or so then if you take a step back in business, right? So it's someone's coming to you to invest dollars, to partner with them strategically to make this a quote unquote profitable business venture. So I always say, then this went pretty viral, was a post where I said, you know, if you have that clarity and you come to me and you could show me on the back of a napkin how over a long period of time, how everybody, whatever you're deciding to do, how everybody makes a lot of money. Most people, like there's plenty of money out there for clarity, for opportunity. Most people, A, don't understand the numbers in business. A lot of people, they say they get headaches with the numbers or they avoid talking about the numbers. And the numbers are actually not that hard to understand. It's really second grade math. It's money plus, right? Money comes in, minus expenses, and then profit equals. That's the way, and just extra zeros. Once you get comfortable, you also have to get comfortable with the extra zeros. That's all it is, right? And the bigger the deal, it's actually easier because you have a lot more professionals on the team, and everybody's motivated. You have alliances, strategic alliances of people that are all motivated to get that big deal done. Everybody makes money. You have to always have that in mind, the win-win in business.
So clarity doesn't have to be simple, but it has to be easily understood?
Yeah, the person explaining it, it starts with, if someone's going to quarterback something, someone's going to lead something, that vision, they must see it because they're leading a team. If they don't see it, the odds, I've seen it so many times. If they don't see it, generally it won't happen. And you know that with your gut, first 3 seconds. Can this guy, the kiss, right? Keep it simple, stupid, right? Can this guy, simple, basic concept, right? Like I always, and I go back to that, right? The vending machine, right? Here's this item. I bought it for $1. I'm selling it for $2, right? 2 minus 1 equals $1. That's it. Can I scale that? You know, those are the kind of concepts. You know, everyone's involved with like talking about AI and crypto. You know, crypto, yeah, you can make money on it, right? But is there clarity? Do you have a complete reason why? Do you do an analysis thinking? Yeah, you'll make money one day or 1 month, and then the next month you'll lose a lot of money, right? Those things I see as casino or day trading. Like, oh, I'm so smart, I can beat out like algorithms of math. You know, that's really hard, you know? I don't think a lot of people are that smart, and there are people much smarter than you making a lot more money. So the real people that I've seen are the people that work on a concept and work really hard and stay consistent. It's that consistency over a long period of time.
So it's not that I notice things. When things get big, problems start to happen. The government got so big and now we have problems. Just bureaucracies get too big. You've got 11 kids.
That's what it is.
11 kids. You've got 4,000 units. I'm not saying that anything. I'm just saying, well, the question is, how do you identify when things get too complicated in business or whatever it might be? And then what do you do?
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com, Upwork.com.
Yeah, so definitely, that definitely happens. Again, also besides chief adaptability officer, chief problem solver. So I tell the guys, first of all, and the way there'll be less problems over time is let's discuss when our brains are fresh, we had our morning coffee and we're here in the morning, the worst things first part of the day. So we're fresh. We're going to smash our minds together. We're going to try to figure it out. So we'll do that. And then where you guys can figure it out, because you have to always be around and search out, keep upgrading, search out top talent. Top talent means people that they have experience, but they're also transparent. They're authentically themselves, right? So you know who they are, and they're working, they're great at collaborating. And then if the guys can figure it out, then that as a leader, it has to come to you. So you create that culture of that, you know, what we do naturally. And I tell this to our guys in our office, most of the deals, the real estate that we buy, other management companies have failed. They're foreclosures, right? It went sideways. So what are we doing? We're taking outsized risk to get outsized returns. So therefore, it comes down to us, the humans on the ground. What are we doing? Is our DNA not like that kind of Fortune 500 every day? Do you enjoy challenges? You enjoy growth? That has to be like part of the vetting process, right? When you're filtering through and then strengths and weaknesses. Everybody, there's some people, I had a guy. So buildings that we own could have a violation. You know, you gotta fix the elevator, or you gotta do this, whatever it happens to be. And there are guys that literally like sitting 3 hours at the city hall dealing with violations, right? Like that guy. So you got to spend the time finding the people. So
I don't want to have coffee with that guy. Or maybe I do. Maybe maybe he's the funniest guy in the world.
Yeah.
Somewhere in the middle, maybe.
No.
Do you, what do you do for fun?
So a few things. I like to integrate. I've been training Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, martial arts. I think it's great. It's funny. It's been 13 years. And only now, because it applies to all areas of life. Like there's chaos, right? You got to be so quick on your toes and things are happening. So only now am I really able to not be in reactive mode, fight or flight, after 13 years. But what I'm doing is my top seven children, we train as well. So I, in my garage, we built out a dojo. And so I do that. I also like to play tennis. I can swim, things that are just, keep my mind focused on other things. Whenever I can, I try to integrate my kids into the mix, right? So I'm getting quality time with my kids. I get to generally, we have a home office, so I get to generally work from there. That was a big decision about 8 years ago. I told my wife, I said, I can work 80 hours, you'll never see me. Or we can hire somebody. It took a bunch of months to hire talent. And I said, but he'd be 70%, but it allowed me to freed me up to grow on in the spaces that I'm good at. Mm-hmm. And it also was a double win. And it also gave me, and it was the ability to spend more time with my wife and my children. My wife and I, we work together. So there's that. And then my kids come along to a lot of different business meetings. And my kids are getting older. So it's all one big mix that's going on there.
You are a third generation real estate investor. Did your dad and grandpa have a similar approach to that, or were there separations between family and business?
Yeah, so I think that that there are underlying concepts in business. I think that our styles are different. For in the real estate world in New York, there were many people in that real estate world that didn't want to venture out of New York, and they wanted a lot of control. But with the invent of technology, there's a lot of processes and procedures that you can automate. Let's say I have a property in Kentucky. I'm in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, right? But through a lot of those software and controls and things that you have, you can have those controls. But I also, and it happens, people shouldn't be surprised. Like you're saying, as you're growing and things are getting bigger, there will be, I always put a line item for mismanagement, and you have to have a line item for theft. If you have that, then your expectations are not going to be so out of whack. It's just another day. Oh, wow. Okay, that happened, right? But that means that you have to buy the business or the piece of real estate for a good price, right? To allow for those things. And if you do that, so your main job, if you really want to grow, is to find great opportunities, whether in business or in real estate, because the money is always going to be there if you have that vision and clarity.
Yeah, that makes sense. So new opportunities for you are you up making your own deals? Are you working with people who want to invest with you? What does today look like? What does the future look like?
Yeah, so I see, right, the interest rates have kept up for a couple of years now, and they're coming down, but people don't realize that still the 5 and 10 year treasury rates are still pretty high. So there is a lot of real estate that's going into kind of foreclosure, special servicing. So really been negative in the press. So I'm a contrarian investor. is the office sector, but in South Florida, it's number one back to office. And so if you have institutional, like bigger companies, and they're like, you know what, I want to get rid of all office. That includes also in South Florida, but South Florida are making great returns. So we're buying a lot of office, but also, you know, we've been doing this down here in Florida 15 years, and we're very fortunate to have a great track record. And so what we're doing is we're launching our first fund. We're going to be, you know, we've taken some kind of investors with us, and this is going to be more institutional capital for long-term investments. We're moving on to the next stage, which we're excited about.
And I imagine when people are talking to you about what your approach will be or whatever it might be, that you say that you are delivering and working with consistency and clarity.
Yes, that's what it shows in the math. But what's great about math is, as my grandfather would say, the math never lies, right? It has to be good inputs, but the math is pretty clear, you know? So,
love it. I love it. Well, Moshe, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they learn more about just what you're doing personally? Where can they learn about investing with YMP? Where can they check out the podcast?
So we have our general site. It's MoshePopak.com. And we have a lot of our information there. And the podcast is called Common Denominator. So this is a way that we give back. We try to talk about the things we have as humans that we have in common instead of the things that divide us. And, you know, mindset, business tips. We've done about almost 200 episodes. It's on everywhere you watch podcasts, YouTube, Spotify, and Apple. And then we also have our social. It's M Popak, Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn. And that's where you can find me and connect for sure.
Excellent. Yeah. Common Denominator is a wonderful name for a show, and I'm always trying to find the connections, or rather the things that I have in common with other people. And it's way easier than I think that people realize. So I appreciate what you're doing. Thanks again for coming on. If you enjoyed this as much as I did, go to Moshe Popak, popak.com. It's MoshePopak.com. Check out the Common Denominator podcast wherever you listen to your shows. Find them on social media all over the place, and I will link all of those in the notes. Thanks again, Moshe.
Thank you so much, George. Thank you.
Until next time, remember, do your part by doing your best.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system, so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.